I'm speaking with Senator Mark Schessler, Republican from the 9th Legislative District out of southeastern Washington. And Senator, today we wanted to talk about state fairs. Now, there's a couple of bills in the works that have to do with state fairs. First, let's talk about Senate Bill 5078.
Yeah, it's a great measure. I co-sponsored with Senator Doug Erickson. It simply says that fairgrounds that are privately owned community fairs are not taxed for non-fair activities, just like their sisters, the county fairs. Many of our fairs during this economic downturn have used their property to store RVs, hold fundraising events, to supplement the reduced income they get from the state. This just simply says we're going to treat those community fairs like the county fairs and not tax them out of existence.
So this would be good for their business. I assume they'd be able to use some of that extra money.
Well, absolutely. Having a fair is not a taxing event. Keeping that fair open is good for the economy. We got to remember, many of our civic groups make a lot of the money for the good work they do in a weekend at a community fair.
The second bill we wanted to talk about was Senate Bill 5813. Now, that bill is sponsored by Senator Mike Hewitt, and that would support fairs by dedicating $2.5 million of existing revenue to keeping fairs alive.
Yes, and you know, over a decade ago, the historic relationship of fairs being supported by parimutuel wagering went away with the downturn in the horse racing industry. The state responded with general fund dollars. Unfortunately, that's only good for one biennium at a time, sometimes only one year at a time. We've never had a dedicated source since then. I think Senator Hewitt should be applauded for his work in finding permanent fair funding that doesn't directly go to the general fund.
Now, this funding would come out of the lottery money, so the money is already there. It would also dedicate that money for a good amount of time. I think it goes until 2023.
Well, I think certainty for our state's fairs is very, very important. We had a great study a few years ago by the State Fair Association about the huge return on investment for fairs and other things we can't put a value on, such as the benefits young people gain exhibiting animals and other exhibits at our fairs. It's just invaluable for our youth, something we can't even begin to put a value on.
And I'm sure the state fairs would also appreciate knowing that they have that extra barrier there before the legislature can dip into the state fair funds to fund general fund projects.
Certainty is great. And if you think about it, what other program in Olympia didn't grow over the last 10 years? Fairs have not increased their funding in over a decade. This gives them a small increase in certainty, which I think is good for every county in the state.
Very good. Senator Mark Schessler, Republican from the 9th Legislative District, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.